good to have everybody here. It's actually funny because we're working on Gaiva, and I was on another link, and nobody was there. And I felt pretty much another because I felt like a fool because I was giving a share to nobody. But my sister, my daughter Nechama is here, and my daughter Tova, so I was going to give them a vod on Gaiva. But so I was Makayim my another. All right, now let's continue. It's good to have everyone back. So we're here in the Midah of Gaiva, and the truth is that Hashem is really humbling us. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very humbled these days. Very, very humbled by what Borei Olam is putting everyone through. It is very, very humbling. One second. I'm sorry. Let me just make sure I'm on Zoom. Yeah. So we're being humbled here, and we're learning about the Midah of Gaiva, so it's a form of tshuva. The world is being humbled. Klal Yisrael is being humbled. So we have different types of Bali Gaiva. The Mesillas Yesharim is a deep, deep psychological sefer in psychology. It goes through all different types of Bali Gaiva. The first type of Bali Gaiva we had was somebody who, the way he handled himself, his physical appearance and the way he would conduct himself was one of drama. Very, very slow motions. Stroking his beard, getting up very slow like a snake. Kind of like what really reminds me of this in a positive way is the way a kala goes to the chuppah. Why doesn't a kala do a sprint to the chuppah? It would be kind of funny to watch a kala, a chassan and a kala dart down to the chuppah. But the reason they don't do that, it's obvious, is the drama of being a chassan and a kala is a malucha, it's malchus. So for such things, it has to feel like they're very heavy, that there's a process, there's a movement over here. This Baal Gaiva, that's the way he conducts himself in general. He's trying to outwardly give an approach that he's the big man on campus. And we said the reason for this is the word kavod, which is honor, comes from the root kaved, which is heavy, because people who are Baal Gaiva, David Steinman's on the line. Great to David, I'm sorry about the phone tag. People who want kavod make themselves very heavy, right? That's what you do. That's being heavy. That's got Baal Gaiva number one. Baal Gaiva number two is somebody who tries to intimidate people through anger and terror. He barks at people, and he makes himself very unapproachable. And he feels like he should be an unapproachable person. He's so significant that whoever comes to him, there should be a certain type of fear. That's the second type of Baal Gaiva. The third type is a fascinating type. Yesh Geya Acher, Shehachshav B'Libo Shekvaro Kol Kach Gadol Mechubad. He has so much honor. Ad Sheyefshar L'Chavad Shehisparash B'Men, until Kavod follows him everywhere, being a tzarek lo klal. He doesn't even need honor. He's so much of an inflated ego that he doesn't even need the honor at all. So what does he do? Ulaharas Adavar said, to show this, Yasim Maisim Kemaisa Anav. He comes into room, people stand for him, and he goes like this. Sit, 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 sit. I don't need you. He really doesn't need them. He's like, I'm so great that I don't even care if you stand for me. That's how much Kavod he has for himself. So here you have somebody, he looks like he's an anav, he's telling everyone, sit, sit, sit. But he's so inflated that Imamish doesn't need you to stand. He's acting so modest, but in his heart he's saying, I need kol kach ram, v'kol kach nichbad, I'm so great, shekvar eini tzarech l'kavod. This is very deep psychology. Whoever one psychology should go to the Mesillas Yesharim. You don't have to go to Freud. Here he's talking about a guy, and I'm sure this guy is not so self-aware. I don't think he even knows that he's a Shpitz Baal Gaiva. I think this guy actually thinks that he's a very big anav. But he's such a Baal Gaiva that he feels he can afford to be an anav. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what's going on in his head is, I don't need any kavod. I have so much kavod, I can afford it. So he'll say, ooh, maybe today I'll sit in the back of the Beis Medrash instead of Mizrach. It doesn't make a difference. I'm so great, I can sit in the back and be just as great as if I was sitting in the front. Here the Mesillat Yesharim is really nailing a certain guy who probably thinks he's of an anav, and he's really such a Baal Gaiva that he feels he can afford to be an anav. Very, very deep shot in Mesillat Yesharim right here. The Yemantzeh Geah Acher Shirotz Liyos Nirsham Harbim Malosav Ulis Yachid Bidracha Achelo Dai Shialu Kolam Al Milos Eshu Choshev Sheishbo. This guy, the next Baal Gaiva, he wants to be known for his milas so much until it, he doesn't want to just be known for what he has. He wants to be known as an anav. So this is a different. The guy from the last category, he's such a Baal Gaiva that he can afford to be an anav. This guy is no. He goes, I want to be a famous anav. I want to be known for my modesty. Benim says that Mizgar Ban Vaso, he's a Baal Gaiva in his Anava. His very Anava is Gaiva. Virote Bechavod Al Mashemara Atmo Boreach Mimenu. He wants to be honored from the fact that it looks like he's running away from Kavod. So here you could have a guy, this is wild. Everyone thinks he's a Tzadik Nister. He goes into the room and he sits in the back and he dresses like a slob, and everyone's like, shh, shh, it's a Tzadik Nister, it's a Tzadik Nister. And what's going on in his heart is he likes the image, the shtalt, that I'm known as that guy, the big Anav. And really, he's the Spitz Baal Gaiva. The Mesillat Yesharim is trying to nail everybody over here. He doesn't want to leave one stone unturned. V'hine ge'ah kazeh yasim asim v'tachas k'tanim v'menu harbe. This type of Baal Gaiva, he hangs out with people who are lowly. Otachas nivzim shiva'am, maybe even homeless people. Shiyachshav laharaz b'zeh takas anava. Because it looks good on the camera. It's like, I wonder, people are now watching me as I schmooze with this homeless person. People are now watching me as I sit with children in a kindergarten and build blocks with them slowly. Right? He's building his resume from Anava. So he's mamish using Anava as a source of Gaiva. This is something, by the way, that's very realistic. It's very realistic. This is deep, deep psychology. A person can do something and feel like, wow, I really look like an Anava. I could see, I'll embarrass myself right now. Let me embarrass myself to get the Olam riled up, right? A bacher comes up to me in front of everyone in the Beis Medrash. Says, Rabbi Stark, you're a loser. You're a good for nothing. You're schmoozing stink. And now I stand there and we've got Yoni Greenberg's ready to take a swing at the guy and go, no, Yoni, let him go. It's okay. And I was like, wow, Rabbi Stark is such an enemy. He's unbelievable. Woo. No, you know what I'm thinking? I'm like, this is an awesome story. Everyone's going to be talking about how this guy ranked on me. And I said, no, Yoni, let him go. Right? Think about it. That's Spitz Gaiva. Spitz Gaiva. Vine Gea, because it's hard to make jokes when you can't hear anybody laughing, by the way. So I'm hoping that somebody's laughing over there on the other side of this phone that the yeshiva gave me. He hangs out with low people, far low. Says, don't call me Harav Hagon. Don't even call me Rabbi. Call me Guy. I'm a guy. That's what I want to be known as. And he runs away from Kavod if they're going to call him up for a bracha under the chuppah. But what's he saying in his heart? Ein chacham va'anav kamoni ba'aretz. I'm the wisest and most modest man. Look, I don't even like brachos. I don't even, when there's a bris, I come late not to get a kavod. And unbelievable. Vamnam geim ka'ela afal pishu l'chora marim atzimam anavim. These arrogant people, even though they show themselves as anavim, Isn't it amazing? He's getting these people. Even though they look like they're modest, now this is beautiful. And I want to tell you, I once saw this with my own eyes. People like this will get caught in their gaiva. Like a fire that shoots out of earthenware. Meaning in those days they had these ovens that there was fire that would shoot out through the cracks of the cheres. What's going to happen? His game is going to be up. And I can tell you, I once was with one of these people, was all anava and everything. And all of a sudden, someone got him riled up, and he mamish made a total fool of himself publicly. All because he was trying to defend himself, that someone said he's wrong, and he, on one psak halacha, and he made an idiot out of himself and really showed his true colors, and I'll never forget it. Now, anytime I see him, I think of this maisa. Again, we're not talking about every amech kulam tzaddikim, but I happen to have seen this, and there was somebody that it makes sense that he should get caught in this. I thought he was faking himself, and it came out. And the Mesil Sisharim says, you have a house that's filled with straw. Straw is worthless, but it looks so big. Imagine a huge house. Everyone wonders in it, what's in it. And there are holes in the house. And the straw starts slipping through the holes. All of a sudden, straw starts coming out of the house. Everyone before was like, ooh, look at this house. So big. I wonder what's in there. Maybe crown jewels are in there. Maybe a very hush of a family's in there. You can't get in. But all of a sudden, straw starts shooting out through the holes. Everyone goes, ah, there's garbage in there. That's it. Just junk. Because look, straw is coming out of the holes. That means the house is filled with straw. These fake Balei Gaiva, am I still in? I'm not sure. Am I in with everybody?
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay, good. So, see,
fake Balei Gaiva will have their day where we're going to catch them. And their bad motivations will come out. Their anava was false and it was trickery. It reminds me, I'd rather not say which politician right now, but it just reminds me of politicians, you know, with all their rhetoric. We have in Israel right now, there's a certain politician. So he said, I'm for sure not going to join Bibi Netanyahu, and I'm for sure not going to join the Arabs. And he ended up trying to join the Arabs and then finally joining with Bibi Netanyahu. And at the end, he made himself look publicly like just a guy who wants power, because it didn't fit with any of the votes that he got. He got votes for not going with the Arabs, which he attempted to do to build a government right now, and for not going with Netanyahu, which actually he just now went with Netanyahu. So these types of people who are trying to fake everyone out, eventually their game will be up. And that's why, you know, you can sense it when you're around such a person, if they're real. I actually was once around such a person who now, in retrospect, it was a shame that I think there was something wrong with this person who I was makabel from. But I remember one time, I was for a summer program under this person, and he was very into that we're his Talmidim. And I felt like getting a little nauseous from like how much he wanted to have Talmidim. It was a little spooky. And then all of a sudden, he gets a phone call at the shul where we were learning, and it was a woman who needed money. And he had connections with a fund, and he's like, okay, we're going to go give money to this woman. I want everyone to study my actions. And we all went, and I'm not going to tell you what happened. The whole thing was really weird. and he's like trying to do things so that we'll learn from him. And at the end of the day, I stopped connecting with this person because it seemed like everything was just about him, his shtickl Torahs and his insights, and there was no room for anybody except for him. I didn't even feel there was room for the Rabbanu Shalom, to be honest. And such people, they can't, there's only so long they can keep this going. But again, Rov Rubam Shel Klal Yisrael are Kedoshim, Tahirim, Sadiqim, Chasidim. But there obviously are people that the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about. There are people who are not real. And sometimes it can slip through the cracks and you can see the straw coming through the house. But we have to always be Don people Lekafskos and know that the purpose of Musar is not to find flaws with other people. It's only to make sure that we're not those types of people, that we're not fakers and we're not trying to pull a fast one on anyone, but we're as genuine as possible. And I think about this honestly, you know, if I would ever do something publicly that looks like humility, I would say to myself, come on, Stark, that wasn't humility. When you have students who see you do something like that, if someone throws a tomato at you in public and you take it, you're getting more covered than you ever would if someone didn't throw a tomato at you. Because you know your students love you. You know they think that the guy who threw the tomato is nuts. And you come out like a big tzaddik. So don't think that you're such an unof because you took that tomato, even though it ruined your tie and ruined your nice wrinkle-free shirt. But at the end of the day, you got more covered from having such a good story than really the anava shabo. There was one time where I really felt alone on a Pesach program. I had to once make a stand on something, and I had none of my fans there. I had none of my talmidim there. I had none of my kaverim. And it was awful. It was literally humiliating. I had to make a certain machah, and I felt like I couldn't even show my face in the hotel for the next 2 days. That was an awful experience. But if I was in Yerushalayim with my Talmidim, if I cared, if someone wants to scream at me and do all these things, it just makes me look better. So Mesillas Yesharim is really here going into the depth of the psyche of how we act. It's really quite amazing. Whoever really wants to learn psychology will enjoy the fact that the Mesillas Yesharim is really a way ahead of the game with all of these different types of ways of thinking about things. But again, it's not to make us ourselves crazy. It's more to just be real people.